Okay, folks, this one makes my blood boil. Kids in their own living room. A child finds a loaded weapon in the couch and fires it. Thank God it doesn't hurt or kill anyone. Listen to the parents, the quote-unquote adults. What did you do? Oh, wait a minute. Now they're figuring out it's gunpowder, meaning someone fired a gun. Watch as the guy with no shirt on, knowing full well what's going on, he's trying to find his gun. Oh, he finds it and discharges it for the second time. This is how this could have gone, folks, and it makes my blood boil. There's no excuse at all for what you just saw. The scary part to me is, as many as 10 million guns have been bought in the U.S. over the last several years. Obviously, being a firearms trainer, I'm all over responsible gun ownership. Responsible being the word. And here's the reality, folks. If you own a gun and you don't even know the safety regulations or rules for owning a weapon, you need to get trained. Because here's what we know. Let's think about this. Let's observe it. As we watch this, watch carefully what happens. The kids are unattended. The poor little three-year-old finds a gun. Kids aren't stupid. She discharges the weapon. Thank God the weapon was facing in the right direction. Now watch. It gets better because, again, the guy with no shirt knows exactly what's happened. He knows that he's had a gun stuffed in the couch and his child just found it and discharged it. And then he fires it. Folks, it just doesn't get any worse than this whole scenario. And let me just say this. If you're not responsible enough to know what to do with a gun, don't own it, because this can happen to you. All right, let's think about this just for a few minutes, okay? You can probably tell I'm worked up. When I was with the Secret Service, we had a fellow officer who came home after a very long night. It was exhausted, put his gun up high, and unfortunately, his child got to it. When kids don't know how to shoot guns, especially if they're little, they will often turn the weapon towards themselves and try to manipulate the trigger with the thumb. This is deadly serious. And folks, I hope and pray as we talk about this, that if you're a gun owner, that you're thinking in your mind, wow, am I doing that? Well, first off, we don't treat kids like they're stupid. They're not. Oh, they'll never find it stuffed in the couch. Really? That's probably not a wise move. The second thing is that owning a gun is not a one-time purchase. It's a lifetime commitment to training. Folks, when you buy that gun, you ought to be buying a place to store that gun, either a gun lock, which in essence renders it not usable, or my recommendation always is a gun safe, because in a gun safe, you can access it quickly if needed, but it's locked away from your kids. So storage should be right there. And then here's the bottom line. If you're not willing to learn the rules, the four gun safety rules, you treat all weapons as if they're loaded. You don't point at anything you're not willing to shoot. You keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot, and you're aware of your target and beyond. Why did I rattle those off? Because they're here. If they're here, I'm thinking about them. And let me tell you something, folks. To this day, when I handle firearms, I'm always cautious because it can happen to me too. I've handled thousands of firearms over the years, but I'm very mindful that when I get comfortable, when I get lax, that's when bad things can happen. And let me remind you also, folks, that most states have gun storage laws on the books that you must store it in a safe place away from children. Some states have criminal and civil fines. So that's, you know, it's just important. You buy a gun, you buy a place to store it. You also know those four rules of gun safety. Those are in your mind, and they're not hard. If If you're memorizing them and thinking about it, especially when you're a new gun owner, what am I pointing it at? Because everybody wants to hold the gun, but hold it safely. The third thing is realizing that you really do need to find solid weapons trainers. And why am I saying that? Folks, I'm just going to be real. There are a lot of folks capitalizing on, you know, this market. There's money to be made in training. Please, please be careful who you let train you, because you will rise or fall to the level of your training. If you're having an incident unfold in front of you where you have to know how to use the weapon and when to use the weapon, you better have had good training, because that one time incident may chase you the rest of your life. So make sure you get good training. And then at the end of the day, folks, recognize that a weapon is simply a tool. I hope and pray it's a tool for good. Unfortunately, there are folks out there that utilize it as a tool for evil. That's why we do what we do. So remember, guns plus kids equals danger or death. It's up to you to protect your children. Just like I say, it's up to you to own your security. It's up to you to protect your children from accessing firearms that could ultimately hurt or kill them. I hope and pray this is helpful for you, folks. As I see what's going on, and it's happening more and more, we're going to do more and more of these videos. I'm going to give you real security tips. Our team stands ready to give real security advice and guidance as well. We are doing some firearms training on a limited basis to folks that are very serious about training, because our team, you know, they're largely from SF for the federal law enforcement community. So we want to make sure that we're delivering the best training that you can. So I hope and pray you stay safe out there, and we'll see you again soon. Please stay safe and take care of yourself.